Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with a good friend, Wayne Cruz, VP of Policy and Technology Studies at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org. Wayne, tell us about CEI.
CEI is now, speaking of age, we're coming up on 35 years old, I believe. We're a market-oriented policy advocacy group with a focus on regulation, just like as you can probably guess from what we've been talking about for the last 30 minutes. So we don't do the war. We don't do tax and budget typically. We don't do social issues. We just focus on what we think is important, that hidden tax of regulation that, to me, you know, over the years, I've come to see that as something more significant even than taxation.
There's no question.
In terms of the impact.
Because it's such a subtle stealth expense.
Yep. Now, I wanted to give you one bit of good news. We talked about some good things and a lot of bad things, but as it happens today, you know, we were talking about bipartisan changes with respect to doing something on a comprehensive reg reform bill. There's one called Regulatory Accountability Act. I'm not going to go into all of it that it does. You know, it's cost-benefit, it's risk assessment, it's retrospective view, all that sort of thing. This is the first bill that's come up that's got bipartisan co-sponsorship. Senator Heidi Heitkamp and Senator Joe Manchin are on it in the Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee. They're marking it up today.
It's called a what?
Regulatory Accountability Act. And whatever incarnation it might end up as they amend it or it goes to the floor or anything, this is the only bipartisan regulation bill that there is lately. There hadn't been anything, you know, the RAINS Act that would require Congress to vote on regulations. That's going nowhere this year, just given the political environment, given the proportions in the Senate in terms of getting things over a filibuster. But this particular bill could move. And I don't think it's going to be as sweeping as you might.
It's a start, though, right?
In terms of dealing with regulation. But, yeah, it's a start. And that's what we need. And since it's already got this bipartisan sponsorship, that's why I say it would be easier to move that right now probably than some of the more controversial tax measures. So we shall see.
Well, talk to us about net neutrality, because this is a very complicated issue and always has been.
Yeah, it's one of those wonky kind of issues, you know, like if we're talking about, you know, electricity reform or something in the past. But basically, you go on the internet and get anything you want, right? I mean, no matter what you're looking for, you can find it there. Well, now the federal government, the FCC, the prior FCC, not the one we've had for the last couple of months, but the FCC has decided that it wanted to issue so-called net neutrality rules to require that the ISPs, internet service providers, treat all bits the same, you know, everything going on the network. Well, they already do that. You know, we don't have the internet.
We've always that. We didn't need to regulate something that was already
that
working.
It was already there. It wasn't broken. It didn't need this kind of a fix. What you can imagine is in the future, you know, you want your medical information to be prioritized. Or if you're speaking with your family halfway around the world on messaging apps or video messaging apps, you want those kind of things to be prioritized. But because certain data gets preferential treatment like that, it doesn't mean the other data gets negative treatment compared to what it gets now. However, the left is using this as a pretext, in my view, to regulate and say that the FCC needs to have authority over the broadband providers.
Huh.
A lot of problems with it. You know, they'll regulate content, in my view. I think they already are recognizing that, wow, Google's pretty big, and it had been on, you know, in favor of net neutrality, and Facebook's pretty big, it had been in favor of net neutrality, so why not have content neutrality, you know? So you end up with the score settling and all of this happening, and at CEI, our office hosted a GPI at a short forum yesterday.
Up and GPI is the new FCC, he's the new FCC chairman.
Yeah. And he has offered a new rule. Interesting, that is one of the other problems we have, Jim, is anytime you want to get rid of a rule, you have to issue a rule.
Right.
We're already two steps behind. But he's issued a rule to roll back the Obama-era net neutrality rule.
Including where it was made into a utility?
Yes. That's called Title II. It's,
Title II.
The way the internet is treated, it's just called an information service, and if something's
right.
a telecommunication service, that means it's a legacy monopoly, not really monopoly anymore, but legacy
right.
monopoly wireline type provider generally. And so this would roll those kinds of rules back. There's a comment period, people comment in through the summer, and you can be sure that groups on the left who just flooded the Obama administration with comments in favor of it are going to do
mm-hmm.
the same thing this time to try to shut down this
right.
proceeding. But
right.
that'll be another heated battle.
And I know you'll keep us posted on all that, Wayne.
We sure
Thank
will.
You. Thank you for being here. Good job today. And
you
keep
bet.
Up
My
the good
pleasure.
Work. And next time you're on, we'll be talking about the 10,000 commandments, right?
That's right.
We'll see you then. Wayne Cruz, ladies and gentlemen. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.